With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. NATO's Secretary General arguing that Europe is incapable of defending itself without U.S. military support. Here's correspondent Ben Thomas with that story.
Mark Rutte speaking to European Union lawmakers in Brussels.
If anyone thinks here, again, that the European Union or Europe as a whole can defend itself without the U.S., keep on dreaming. You can't. We can't. We need each other.
He told them Europe would need to more than double its military spending to become autonomous in security terms.
If you really want to go it alone, and those of you who are planning for that, forget that you can ever get there with 5%. It will be 10%. You have to build up your own nuclear capability. That costs billions and billions of euros.
Rutte says if there were a break with the U.S.
Hey, good luck.
I'm Ben Thomas.
There's been no thaw in parts of the South, and a fresh blast of Arctic air keeps much of the region gripped by snow and ice of all places. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves says there's been a lot of power outages.
We reached a peak of about 180,000. That has now down below 150,000, but it's somewhat like whack-a-mole. Every time one of the utility companies and power companies gets a large group back online, we have another tree fall or we have another limb fall.
Dozens of deaths reported in the states afflicted by that severe cold this week, including three young brothers who perished in Texas after falling through a frozen surface of a pond. And the National Weather Service says more widespread record cold temps are forecast for parts of the east. India and the European Union reaching a free trade deal. It covers up to 2 billion people. This is SRN News. A persecution watchdog is tracking some new trends. Here's Michael Harrington.
Global Christian Relief is out with a comprehensive report on the abuse of believers around the world. And in the midst of all the bad news, there is some light. The GCR says one of the trends that we'll be watching in 2026 is a budding new interest in religious freedom in the West, led by the United States. The report says, quote, nothing shaped the global conversation on the issue more than the return of Donald Trump to the White House surrounded by high-profile Christian political actors. Michael Harrington reporting.
Gallup organization asking Americans what is most important for a good life. The number one requirement for most people, adequate shelter. Poll finds 97% of respondents believe you have to have shelter. Family comes next, and then followed by getting plenty of sleep. Quite down the list, quite a ways, is faith. This is SRN News. Markets reaching another record.
Stocks edged up to another record on Wall Street as gains for big tech companies made up for losses in other sectors, including healthcare. The S&P 500 rose 0.4% Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 408 points. That's about 0.8%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.9%. Gains for Apple, Microsoft, and GM helped work against sharp drops for United Health Group and other health insurance companies. Treasury yields held relatively steady in the bond market, but the value of the U.S. dollar fell sharply against other currencies again. Seth Sittel, New York.
TikTok has agreed to settle in a landmark social media addiction lawsuit just before the trial kicked off. Social video platform, one of three companies facing claims their platforms deliberately addict and harm children, along with Meta's Instagram and Google's YouTube. More details, srnnews.com.